The Death of Narcissus by François-Xavier Fabre. The Death of Narcissus is the supreme expression of François-Xavier Fabre's skill as a landscape artist, painted at the height of a career throughout which he experimented continually with new approaches to the depiction of the natural scene. Fabre was attracted to landscape painting from his first years in Italy. Later, encouraged by the example of old masters such as Poussin, Duguay or Claude Lorrain, Fabre painted oil sketches out of doors, capturing the endlessly changing moods of nature, before composing his heroic, elegiac landscapes in the studio. The subject of the present work is taken from Ovid's Metamorphoses. Narcissus, a young hunter of extraordinary physical beauty, is the object of the unrequited love of the nymph Echo. Distraught with grief, Echo turns herself into a rock. In revenge, the goddess Nemesis condemns the young man to fall in love with his own reflection and pine to death. The hunter's death gives birth to a flower with a golden heart and white petals, which still bears his name today. Fabre has created a theatrical landscape setting for this poetic myth. The scene is carefully composed, demonstrating his mastery of space and the distribution of light. The natural elements have been carefully selected for his purpose. The sculptural mass of rocks and the little antique-style temple are borrowings from the work of Poussin, while the figures recall engravings by the school of Raphael. Their uncluttered silhouettes and cool elegance recall the statues of Antonio Canova, who Fabre greatly admired. Fabre's habitual quest for fine poetic detail is seen here in the delicate play of shadow and sparkling reflections around the body of the dead hero, who lies with his arm trailing across the surface of the water. This is a highly accomplished and polished work, quite different from Poussin's heroic style, but striking nonetheless for its limpid harmony and dreamlike sentimental quality, a foretaste of later 19th century romanticism.